to NPR News from Washington.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Eastern Kansans can expect more extreme heat this week with temperatures climbing into the triple digits. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning, which will remain in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday evening. The heat index values could range from 105 to 115. Primary elections are less than a week away, and Kansas voters have a variety of ways to make their voices heard. Zane Irwin has details.
Primaries for important national and state races are just around the corner. ID requirements, ballot drop boxes, and more is at votekansas.gov. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Former President Donald Trump has endorsed former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt in his race for the 2nd Congressional District, which covers most of eastern Kansas. A total of 5 Republicans are running in that primary. The seat is open because Kansas Congressman Jake LaTourneur has decided not to run for re-election. Schmidt has consistently led the Republican field by double digits in polling and says he's honored to have Trump's endorsement. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party primary candidates are former Congresswoman Nancy Boida of Baldwin City and Matt Kleinman of Kansas City, Kansas. A new report by the nonprofit organization Mental Health America suggests it's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than for residents in most other states. Rose Conlin reports.
Kansas Improved, Kansas News Service. I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
In big league baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the Chicago White Sox 8-5 yesterday. 8-5. This is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Or 3 trade.
6:19 on a Tuesday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Well, we have an excessive heat warning that remains in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night for all of the KPR listening area. For today, a 20% chance of rain, possibly an isolated storm or two. Otherwise, just sunny and hot weather for us, a high near 100 degrees. Tonight, a low of 80. Is that really a low, 80 degrees? For tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 101. And tomorrow night, a 40% chance of rain and storms. Here at the University of Kansas, cloudy and 78 degrees. Topeka and Manhattan, 78 as well. And in Kansas City, Chanute and Emporia, 77 degrees. More news still to come on Morning Edition. In 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Coming up after our 6:30 report this morning, we'll take a look at the Olympics. Stay with us. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Blair Witch Project on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear about the Blair Witch Project and other news stories when you join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR, available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
We remain under an excessive heat warning through 7 o'clock Thursday evening. Slight chance for showers today. Otherwise, just sunny and hot, a high near 100 degrees.
Live from NPR News Majority, this is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than for residents of most other states. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit Mental Health America. Kansas rose in the report's overall rankings compared to 2 years ago, but underperformed the national average on health insurance coverage. Eric Littweiler is with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. He says expanding Medicaid could help.
At the end of the day, if an adult needs paid mental health care and they can't get it because we haven't expanded Medicaid yet, then that's just the way it is.
Kansas adults with mental illness are much more likely to say they can't see a doctor due to cost than the average, national average. Kansas young people with depression are also less likely to receive treatment. Allen Fieldhouse at the University of Kansas in Lawrence currently seats 16,300 basketball fans. But after renovations are finished at the Fieldhouse, that maximum capacity will shrink by about 1,000 seats. WIBW-TV reports that KU athletics officials say the changes will improve the game day experience for fans, especially in the upper levels. Construction crews are taking out the crow's nest in the upper level corners and removing parts of the third level concourse. KU officials say the changes will improve sight lines for fans in the upper levels, and they say they were also necessary in order to comply with federal ADA accessibility requirements. Most of the construction updates should be completed by the annual Late Night in the Fog event on October 18th. The forecast for the KPR listening area, slight chance for rain and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunny and hot, a high near 100 degrees. This is KPR. It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Drones flying over Midwestern fields are likely to become a more common sight. Farmers are finding that the remotely piloted aircraft can do everything from spraying fields to monitoring livestock. As Harvest Public Media's Michaela Voris reports, experts say drones are becoming an important tool in a farmer's toolbox. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find more Harvest Public Media stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
The pier built by the U.S. military to get more aid into Gaza cost $230 million. It broke apart early on and critics say it did little to help the people in Gaza. Take a closer look at this story straight ahead here on KPR's Morning Edition. The forecast for the KPR listening area, excessive heat warning in place through 7 o'clock Thursday for all of eastern Kansas. Today we do have a 20% chance of showers and storms, otherwise sunny skies, hot weather, a high of 100. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 101. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of showers and storms. And then Thursday, back to the sunny, hot weather, high of 97. On Friday, sunny and hot, high of 95. Right now, at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 78 degrees here. Topeka and Manhattan with 78 degrees. Kansas City, 78, Chanute, 77, and in Emporia, cloudy skies this morning. It's 77 degrees there. The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. The Kids Online Safety Act is set to pass the U.S. Senate, but some groups oppose it. It's a rare bipartisan bill with broad support. We'll take a look at the Kids Online Safety Act. That's coming up next. And it is hot across the middle of the country. Records obtained by the Texas Newsroom indicate that extreme heat has contributed to the deaths of several state prison inmates in recent years. We'll take a look at the heat in Texas prisons as well. This is all coming up between now and 7 o'clock. And at the top of the hour, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. So stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Here's the forecast for the KPR listening area. 20% chance for showers and storms today. Otherwise, sunny skies, hot weather, a high of 100. The National Weather Service has placed an excessive heat warning into effect. It will last through 7 o'clock Thursday night for all of eastern Kansas, even more than eastern Kansas. But for our purposes, an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. Thursday. Tonight, the low will only drop to 80 degrees. Tomorrow, it should be sunny and hot with a high of 101. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, mostly cloudy skies, 78 degrees at 6:51. Sunny and hot weather in store for us today. We'll have a high near 100 degrees, an excessive heat warning in effect now through 7 o'clock Thursday. It's 7 a.m.
Good morning, the FBI.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Eastern Kansans can expect more extreme heat this week with temperatures climbing into the triple digits. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night. Heat index values between now and then will hit anywhere from 105 to 115 degrees. Primary elections are less than a week away, and Kansas voters have a variety of ways to make their voices heard. Zane Irwin explains.
Primaries for important national and state races are just around the corner on August 6th, and early voting is happening now. Kansas holds closed primaries, which means a registered Republican cannot vote in Democratic primary races, or vice versa. But as Secretary of State Scott Schwab explains, unaffiliated voters can choose to join a political party at the polls and vote.
So if you're unaffiliated, but you want to vote, like for example, in the Johnson County sheriff's race or the second congressional primary, all you have to do is affiliate when you go vote.
In-person early voting ends on August 5th at noon. Information on ID requirements, ballot drop boxes, and more is at votekansas.gov. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A new report by the nonprofit organization Mental Health America suggests it's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care treatment than residents in most other states. Rose Conlin has that story.
Kansas improved in the report's overall rank. I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
Community activists in Lawrence will be handing out free school supplies, free food, and snow cones for local young people at a back-to-school cookout this coming Saturday. The Lawrence Times reports that the event will be hosted by Stop Gap, Inc. That's a grassroots nonprofit that aims to empower young people aging out of foster care and who are at risk of homelessness. Attendees will be offered hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and beverages, along with school supplies, including backpacks, water bottles, notebooks, binders, and much more. The cookout is open to all ages. It's set for noon to 5 on Saturday at East Lawrence Recreation Center. And how about this? A group of researchers and students from the University of Kansas are in Montana this summer digging up something rare, the skeleton of a baby Tyrannosaurus rex. The dig site is located about 40 miles north of the town of Jordan, Montana. That excavation began in 2016 when a student discovered a bone. It was sent to KU for analysis and turned out to be a juvenile T-Rex.
It's Morning Edition from
PublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. A 20% chance for showers and storms. Otherwise, sunny skies, hot weather for today and the next several days. We'll have a high near 100 this afternoon. Tonight, a low of 80. And tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 101. The National Weather Service has also put into effect an excessive heat warning. It will last through 7 o'clock Thursday night for all of eastern Kansas. In less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national and international and Kansas news headlines. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:21.
If it's not
for the parents, as objections spread in recent days, Vance returned
from NPR News.
The Blair Witch Project. And more news, all coming up later today on All Things Considered. You'll catch it from 3 to 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson is your host. That's ATC, starting at 3. Coming up next, a summary of news headlines, and after that, we'll get an update on the Paris Olympics, which are particularly busy today. Slight chance for showers and storms today, otherwise just sunny and hot weather, a high of 100. Right now, 79 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence at 7:30.
Live from Manila, this is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than for residents of most other states. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit group Mental Health America. Kansas rose in the report's overall rankings compared to just 2 years ago, but underperformed the national average on health insurance coverage. Eric Littweiler is with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas and says expanding Medicaid could help.
At the end of the day, if an adult needs paid mental health care and they can't get it because we haven't expanded Medicaid yet, then that's just the way it is.
Kansas adults with a mental illness are much more likely to say they can't see a doctor due to costs than the national average. Kansas young people with depression are also less likely to receive treatment. Allen Fieldhouse at the University of Kansas in Lawrence currently seats 16,300 basketball fans, but after renovations are finished on the Fieldhouse, the maximum capacity will shrink by 1,000 seats. WIBW-TV reports that KU athletics officials say the changes will improve the game day experience for fans, especially in the upper levels. Construction crews are taking out the crow's nest in the upper level corners and removing parts of the third level concourse. KU officials say the changes will improve the sight lines for fans in the upper levels. They also say that these changes were necessary in order to comply with federal ADA accessibility requirements. Most of the construction at Allen Fieldhouse should be completed by the annual Late Night in the Fog event on October 18th. A group of researchers and students from the University of Kansas are in Montana this summer digging up something rare, the skeleton of a baby Tyrannosaurus rex. The dig site is located about 40 miles north of the town of Jordan, Montana. This excavation began in 2016 after a student discovered a bone. That bone was sent to KU for analysis, at which point it was found out that it belonged to a juvenile T-Rex, which is an incredibly rare find. The Royals beat the White Sox 8-5.
Support for NPR comes from...
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR.
Well, here's something coming up. Drones are increasingly buzzing over farm fields and ranch land.
Every conference, every meeting I go to, I find farmers that are asking, you know, what's the latest technology and trends? Can I do this? Can I do that?
How farmers are using drone technology to make their operations more efficient. That story straight ahead on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
In about 7 minutes, we'll have the day's business news on the Marketplace Morning Report. Here's how the weather is taking shape. An excessive heat warning is in effect now through 7 o'clock Thursday night. Today, slight chance of rain, otherwise hot, high near 100 degrees. Well, some things just aren't working right this morning here at KPR. I can tell you it is 80 degrees here in Lawrence and in Topeka and in Manhattan. Kansas City, 79, Chanute, 79, and in Emporia, it is 79 degrees this morning. Again, we have a 20% chance of rain today, otherwise just sunny and hot, and a high near 100. Pretty much the same thing for tomorrow as well.
Good morning.
This is Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Drones flying over Midwestern farm fields are likely to become a more typical sight. Farmers are finding that the remotely piloted aircraft can do everything from spraying fields to monitoring livestock. As Harvest Public Media's Michaela Voorhees explains, experts say drones are becoming an important tool in a farmer's toolbox. Harvest Public Media is a collaborative effort involving public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. You'll find more Harvest Public Media stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
HeinzGardenMarket.com.
Straight ahead, it's the Marketplace Morning Report on KPR. The day's business news is next. It's 80 degrees just about everywhere across eastern Kansas, and it will get hotter. We'll have sunshine and a high near 100 degrees before it's all said and done. The National Weather Service has placed an excessive heat warning in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night for all of eastern Kansas. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 101. Now, tomorrow night, we might see some rain. There's a 40% chance of showers, possibly thunderstorms tomorrow night. Thursday, sunny and hot. Friday, sunny and hot. Highs anywhere from 95 and above. Once again, here in Lawrence, it's 80 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:51.
It's the largest fire actively burning in the U.S. This is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. It's hot, and it's going to stay hot, with temperatures climbing into the triple digits. An excessive heat warning is now in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night. The National Weather Service says the heat index values are expected to hit anywhere from 105 to 115 degrees for the next couple days. Primary elections are less than a week away, and Kansas voters have a variety of ways to make their voices heard.
Primaries for important national and state races are to join a political party at the polls and vote.
So if you're unaffiliated.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Former President Donald Trump has endorsed former Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt in his race for the 2nd Congressional District, which covers most of eastern Kansas. A total of 5 Republican candidates are running in that primary. The seat is open because Kansas Republican Congressman Jake LaTourneur is not running for re-election. The Democratic Party primary candidates are former Congresswoman Nancy Boyda of Baldwin City and Max Kleinman of Kansas City, Kansas. A new report by the nonprofit group Mental Health America suggests it's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than residents in most other states. Rose Conlon has more.
Kansas improved in the report's overall rankings, but Eric Littweiler with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas says changes in methodology likely played a major role, and access to care remains difficult in the state.
Availability or access or affordability, these are all very much concerns that point straight back to Medicaid expansion.
Kansas youth with depression are less likely to receive treatment than the national average, and adults with mental illnesses are much more likely to say they cannot see a doctor due to cost. The state also has relatively few mental health providers per capita. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The Kansas City Royals defeated the White Sox 8-5 in Chicago. The Royals are 6.5 games back in the AL Central Division. The forecast for the KPR listening area, 20% chance of showers and storms, otherwise sunny and hot. We'll have a high near 100 degrees today, and an excessive heat warning is in effect through Thursday, 7 p.m.
Support for NPR comes from
flowerfoundation.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Still to come on Morning Edition, 37 athletes represent this year's Olympic refugee team. We'll talk to the team manager. 37 athletes competing in Paris as the Olympic refugee team. The team has been called a symbol of inclusion, equality, and achievement for displaced people worldwide. That story coming up after the bottom of the hour news, which is just 10 minutes away.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Local arborists who provide professions at treecare.com. Or at 785-843-TREE.
An excessive heat warning is in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night for pretty much all of Kansas, certainly all of eastern Kansas. In the outlook for today, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms, otherwise just sunny and hot weather, a high near 100 degrees. The low tonight will only drop to around 80. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 101 on Wednesday. Now, tomorrow night, we have a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms. But it won't cool things off that much. Thursday's high, 97, and on Friday, a high of 95. Right now in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies and 81 degrees at 8:21.
Support NPR News.
Hear about the Blair Witch Project. And the rest of the day's news when you join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Mostly sunny and hot weather today, a high near 100 degrees. It'll be sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 101. It's 8:30, time for this news.
Live from NPR News, this is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:31. It's harder for Kansans to access and afford mental health care than it is for residents of most other states. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit Mental Health America. Kansas rose in the report's overall rankings compared to 2 years ago, but underperformed the national average on health insurance coverage. Eric Littweiler is with the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas. He says expanding Medicaid could help.
At the end of the day, if an adult needs paid mental health care and they can't get it because we haven't expanded Medicaid yet, then that's just the way it is.
Kansas adults with mental illness are much more likely to say they can't see a doctor due to the cost than the national average. And Kansas young people with depression are also less likely to receive treatment. A group of researchers and students from the University of Kansas are in Montana this summer digging up something rare, the skeleton of a baby Tyrannosaurus rex. The dig site is located about 40 miles north of the town of Jordan, Montana. Now, this excavation began in 2016 after a student discovered a bone. That bone was sent to KU for analysis, at which point it was found that it belonged to a juvenile T-Rex, which is an incredibly rare find. Community activists in Lawrence will be handing out free school supplies, free food, and snow cones for local young people at a back-to-school cookout this Saturday. The Lawrence Times reports that the event will be hosted by Stop Gap, Inc. That's a grassroots nonprofit that aims to empower young people aging out of foster care and who are at risk of homelessness. Attendees will be offered hot dogs and hamburgers, chips and beverages, along with various school supplies, including backpacks, water bottles, notebooks, etc. That cookout is open to all ages. It's set for noon to 5 Saturday at the East Lawrence Recreation Center. And at the Paris Olympics, Derek Mine of Paola has made the final six-person final group in trap shooting. The competition is streaming now on Peacock. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
You're in tune with Kansas Public Radio, serving you since 1952.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Well, drones are becoming increasingly more common as they buzz over farm fields and ranch land.
Every conference, every meeting I go to, I find farmers that are asking.
Coming up next, a look at how farmers are using drone technology to make their operations more efficient. That story, straight ahead, here on KPR.
KPRList.org.
Sunny skies, hot weather today, high near 100. Still have a slight chance for showers this morning, not much. And an excessive heat warning will remain in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night. It's 8:44.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Drones are flying over Midwestern fields, and they're becoming a more typical sight. Farmers are finding that the remotely piloted aircraft can do everything from spraying fields to monitoring livestock. As Harvest Public Media's Michaela Voris reports, experts say that drones are becoming an important tool in a farmer's toolbox.
At bluecollarpress.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Later this morning on KPR One, a dreamy midsummer overture. A bird call inspired Handel's organ concerto, and a bright Mozart symphony, plus much, much more. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon on KPR One. On KPR Two, stick around for the BBC NewsHour.
Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect through 7 o'clock Thursday night for all of the KPR listening area. Today, a slight chance for showers, otherwise just sunny and hot, high of 100. Tonight, a low of 80. Yes, that's the low, 80 degrees for tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, hot weather, a high of 101. And tomorrow night, a 40% chance of rain, possibly some thunderstorms. Here in Lawrence and in Topeka, it's 82 degrees. In Manhattan and Kansas City, 83. And in Emporia, 82.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Leila Fadel. The Senate is expected to vote on a...
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Stick around for the classics with Cordelia Brown. She'll bring us a dreamy midsummer overture, a bird call inspired Handel organ concerto. and a bright Mozart symphony, plus much, much more. It's the classics for the next 3 hours with Cordelia Brown. And after she's given us enough, Jeff Watson will be in from noon to 3 here on KPR. Get ready for more heat. Sunny skies, hot weather, a high of 100 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 101. Meanwhile, an excessive heat warning is already in effect. It'll last through 7 o'clock Thursday night for all of the KPR listening area. We might get a brief respite tomorrow night when there's a 40% chance of rain and storms. Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we've got a mostly sunny sky, 83 degrees at 9:01. Have a great Tuesday.